This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister to co-chair Petro-Caribe 10th Anniversary Summit, Education Ministry reports improvement in grade 4 numeracy rate, and Health Ministry to boost care in public health system. The news in detail after the break.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prader-Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prader-Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow. Now the news. Several heads of state and government and other high-level representatives from CARICOM will participate in the Petro-Caribe 10th Anniversary Summit in Montego Bay on Saturday, September 5. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and President of Venezuela Nicolas Maduro will co-chair the meeting to be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center. The summit will include a commemorative ceremony and a plenary session examining the activities and achievements of Petro-Caribe over the past decade while agreeing on decisions going forward. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and President Maduro will, on Sunday, September 6, lead a delegation of heads of government and other delegates to downtown Kingston for the official opening of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center. The center is a gift to the government and people of Jamaica by the government and people of Venezuela. September 6 is the date on which South American liberator and Venezuelan revolutionary leader Simon Bolivar wrote the Carta de Jamaica, or Letter of Jamaica, 200 years ago. The Ministry of Education is reporting that the 2015 grade 4 numeracy rate has improved by 8.1 percentage points over last year's results. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says 65.7% of the students who sat the exam achieved mastery compared to last year's average of 57.7%. Mr. Thwaites says, though the ministry is not pleased with the results, it is satisfied that the nation's students are on track to meet the ministry's revised numeracy target.
Reluctantly, but realistically, we had to, more than a year ago, shift the target date for 85% mastery numeracy back to 2018. But it's clear from these results that we are on our way to achieve that target, that we can do it.
The education minister also praised the work being done by National Mathematics Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin and her team in instituting measures to boost overall student performance in the subject. The Ministry of Health will be seeking to boost the quality of care in the public health system by increasing the number of nurses, patient care assistants, and community health aides. 213 nurses, 150 patient care assistants, and 200 community health aides are to be hired on an incremental basis. 181 medical interns and 106 senior house officers have also been assigned to locations across the island. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this is being done in order to improve the comfort of patients in hospitals across Jamaica. He says the Ministry of Health has engaged a committee to examine a draft document for its customer service policy.
This committee includes representatives from the RHAs, the MOH, Combined Disability Association, Cabinet Office, Council for Professions, Supplementary to Medicine, and the Registrar General Department. We plan to have consultations with various groups, including staff and members of the public, once we have strengthened the draft document.
Dr. Ferguson was addressing journalists at a press briefing in Kingston earlier this week. And Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducas says measures are in place should there be an outbreak of waterborne diseases during the current dry spell. She says the ministry's public health departments continue to monitor water quality.
There's also ongoing dialogue with the National Water Commission and the Parish Council, which supply most of the water in the island, to ensure appropriate testing and monitoring of the water quality. Where there are gaps, we ensure that these are closed and that those agencies are carrying out their respective work.
Dr. Bullock-Ducas further notes that local public health facilities are prepared to deal adequately with the ongoing drought conditions that have resulted in water shortage in some sections of the island. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.